2014. We're having a special meeting today. This is not our normal two times a month meeting. We will begin at this time with a prayer and a pledge of allegiance. So if you will stand. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we start off by giving this meeting over to you and ask that you be our moderator, that you be our guide, our mentor, our teacher, our coach in all matters pertaining to county business. We just thank you, Lord, for providing the rain and thank you for preventing the storm from doing too much damage here in our community. We thank you for the beautiful new day. We just ask again for your blessings over each detail on this agenda and over each person in this meeting. Go with us here and bless our weekend, bless our servicemen, take care of them wherever they may be serving for us. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Just want me for a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to start with item number one, public comments and requests for information on non-agenda items in section 551.042. And I do have two items. Ms. Elizabeth Flowers. Elizabeth, would you like to come up to the microphone and tell us what you've got today?
Thank you. I really respect him to speak. I think the item that I need to think about is I have an investment IRA and my children are beneficiaries. And it was presented to me if something happened to my children, or something happened to me, I would want the contingent beneficiary to be. And after thinking on it for 3 or 4 days, it came to me that the Travis County Sheriff's Office, who I would like to name as my contingent beneficiary, I had to call on the property clients in the last couple of months, and they are my family. Excuse me.
Sure,
and I just think the Sheriff's Office really doesn't get the appreciation that they deserve. And it's just kind of my heart. And I would like to call to think about that perfectly. But I do appreciate your office and all the guys that serve. And they're very important because I work way out in the county. And that's just how I want to show up.
Thank you very much. That's nice. Here's what I'll do. I'll put it on the next agenda. If you don't need to be here, you explain what you want to do, and I'll explain that when we put that agenda item on there. And all we'll do is we'll accept your designation as the contingent beneficiary on your IRA, noting that the Tyson County Sheriff's Office is that contingent beneficiary. Thank you very much. Nice gesture. We'll put that on the April 14th. Agenda, and then you can come if you don't have to come, Elizabeth.
Okay.
And you're welcome to leave the session.
I think I'll hang out.
I'm going to take a break and I'm going to put this disc in our camera now. All right, if you're joining us on the audio and video from our Tyson County website, we are just barely getting started here. We're running a little late getting comments. And I have a second public comment, Judy Kent. You'll take the podium, please.
I would rather wait. I just did that just in case I was speaking on the rules.
Okay, sure. That'll be fine. All right, we'll hold off yours until July number 4. All right, is there any other comments at this time? Yes, ma'am.
I have a question.
Sure.
About the insurance workshop.
Okay.
I don't see anybody here.
That's Dr. Kent.
So, Kent.
Kent. I piled a few more items on top of what was going to be just the insurance update workshop, which was always scheduled at 10. And I gave the commissioners the option of doing some other housekeeping before or after. And so we started at 9. The cast should be here at 10 o'clock if you're willing to come back at that time. Anyone else? And of course, as always, you may speak on any agenda item. We do ask that you fill out a public participation form prior to the beginning of the meeting, but you may speak either at the beginning or on any particular agenda item. Item number 2, considering possibly approve the appointment of Dr. Chris Vernon as Titus County Health Officer. I'm sad to report that after many years of service to the county as our County Health Officer, Dr. Reichert has retired from his practice. He is dealing with some health problems and he's unable to continue in that capacity. And so I have been trying to find us a replacement. And my friend and personal physician, Dr. Chris Burley, has graciously agreed to take this responsibility on. I gave him some material to read over to make sure he knew what he was signing up for. And he said, I would love to serve the county. So, with your approval, we will appoint Dr. Burley. And if not, I'll take other suggestions from him.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday and second by Commissioner Fields to approve the appointment of Dr. Burley as Titus County Health Officer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And again, the County Health Officer doesn't come into play a whole lot in the event of a countywide emergency. He would be our go-to person for medical expertise to help us coordinate in the event that we have an outbreak of a disease or we have problems related to water supply or something where we needed guidance from, you know, a medical professional. That would be Dr. Burley's main responsibility. Item number 3, I would like to request an executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.072 for deliberation regarding real estate property and possible action in open session thereafter. And so I put item 4 immediately after that. So at this time, I'm going to ask that we go into executive session, give us a few minutes to discuss this, and y'all are welcome to hang around. I don't expect this to last a whole long time.